Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So, Howler, how was did you have a big Easter weekend?
You know, it's still going.
It's still going. All right.
Yep, it's still going.
I got to tell you, I'm proud of myself. I mean, I went to two church services this morning, and man, I was beat. You know, the sunrise one, and then the regular one, and so anyway, I come back and eat, and I had to take a nap. Because, you know, I knew I had to drive. We had to take Izzy somewhere. And I got called up for some cake. And you know what? I passed on the cake. I just said, you know what? I'll eat it later. You know, because I'm getting of an age where I got to the point. I'm just like, I can't do it. I could do it, but what's the point in doing it?
You quitter.
I know.
Right now, because I've ate so much and I just keep eating. What they used to say, bite the hair of the dog that fed you, bit you or something.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they used to say?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. So you kept going and I just quit.
So, yes, I'm going to eat some more here in a little bit, too.
Well, I'm going to eat that cake at some point, but I figured I would do it when I felt a little bit more at ease. That I felt like it wasn't going to be such a struggle. We had some lamb today, and Christy's dad makes real lamb, and man, it was good. When you get that lamb, and I don't know if our listeners out there get to eat lamb, but here in the middle of North Central Ohio, we have some fairs that make some good lamb sandwiches in the summer, and her dad always gets a lamb and cooks it for some of our celebrations, and today's was extra good. I can't deny it. It was extra good. Sometimes you can get lamb, it tastes like the barn. That's not
well,
good.
Well, it's got to do somewhere they cut it or kill it, right?
Well, I think it's, I think one of the big factors is the age of the lamb itself. I think you can, the older it gets, the gamier, I guess, is the better, you know, then it turns into mutton. So I think there's a fine line there.
Right. But, well, that makes sense because, yeah, the sheriff's office I started working at years ago, they had a barbecue. And anyway, they had a thing called, they called it the mutton cutting. And when the old guy that ran, because they did a bunch of, lamb. And then when he died, they quit serving it. And then it was just pork and beef, chicken and pork.
Because nobody liked the mutton.
They said there was a way you had to, the way you had to kill it, or the way you had to.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure about the way. I mean, I suppose if we have listeners out there that,
and in the way you cut it, and maybe that was it too. You know, how they somehow cut grains of meat, and maybe we'll have a meat person call us and tell us how.
Yeah,
but You know, because I noticed on, what was I cutting up? What was I looking, Googling? Maybe it was my hams, my county fair hams. There's certain ways you cut them where you essentially cut across the grain so they never have any long stringy grains on it. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, yeah.
So.
Now, I was worried this morning at church when I was asking her dad about it. And he goes, well, I think it's lamb. Like, what do you mean you think it's lamb? He goes, not quite sure. He goes, I'm not quite sure by the way it was cut. He goes, once I start cooking it, I'll know.
Did they give him something besides lamb?
He thought maybe there was a possibility. So, well,
what could you can? I mean, is it the? Is the meat different?
He thought maybe it was a pork loin or something. You know, something that they misidentified or gave him the wrong thing. He just wasn't sure by the way the shape of the package, the lamb meat came in, that, man, they gave him the right stuff. So hopefully he was,
well, I know we've talked about raccoons back when I was a coon hunter, that we would, you know, there was people that wanted to buy those raccoons and we'd have to keep a foot on them. So people didn't know we were selling them a cat, but I would think that you could know pretty soon, right? 'Cause you could tell they're what?
I'm just back to the hiding the fact that it was a cat.
Well, you know, we used to joke, and I told my, you know, my buddy of mine's dad used to, you know, his brothers and stuff were big coon hunters, and they would, you know, say, well, that's cats or whatever. And I just remember saying, hey, if they make a cat taste like this, I'll eat it every day. And they pressure cooked it. It was like slow cooked in a pressure cooker kind of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Have you ever had, I had a gentleman on my mail route. He is a fantastic cook. And I've told him time and time again, old Rob Zering, I said, listen, if you ever want to open up a food truck, you let me know. I'm your backer. Cause he cooks some really good stuff. I mean, he always is handing me, you know, like every couple of weeks I'm come up to his house. Hey, goes, stop back, you know, I got something for you. And he'll have jerky, or he makes great egg rolls. One day he gave me this Tupperware container, and he goes, take that home and eat it and let me know what you think. And I'm like, you gonna tell me what it is? He goes, nah. He goes, I used to take it home and eat it. Here was squirrel. I'd never had squirrel. It was actually really good. My one daughter ate it, some of it, and really liked it until she found out it was squirrel. And then she's like, even though I liked it, I don't think I'll eat squirrel again. So,
because she just,
but he's one of those guys, you know, his kinfolk are from down south, and they know how to cook up anything and make it taste good. Cause they had to, you know, didn't have a lot of money, and you just, whatever you found and out hunting that day, you had to bring home right. Cook, whether it was possum or coon or squirrel or
that's
rabbit
right.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that,
those days are pretty well gone anymore, ain't they?
Those days are gone because.
And then, which I think that is why we started to say when we were offline about all the candy asses in the world, and you didn't want to do that.
I didn't want to. It's not that I didn't want to say that. It was the particular story that I had found and brought up about the gentleman in Kentucky who asked his bosses not to throw him a birthday party because birthday parties created anxiety in him. And he was diagnosed medically and clinically to have different anxiety disorders and severe ones. But for some reason, a birthday celebration reminded him of his parents' divorce, which caused him basically paralyzing anxiety.
Now, so is that because they got divorced at a party, or I wonder what that was all about.
I don't know, but isn't that would be a great behind the scenes. I mean, for us, but maybe not for him, that maybe they were at the birthday party or they hadn't got a divorce yet. And maybe one of the parents showed up with one of their boyfriend, girlfriend, and, you know, something. There had to be something that went on at that birthday party, I would think, at some point in his life to trigger that. But
and then you said was they went ahead and had the party for him, and what happened?
He sent an email asking his boss, please don't have a birthday party, because it was a company tradition. Everybody, you know, that had a birthday, they, you know, threw a birthday for him. Which leads me to another question: is, was he okay at other people's birthday parties that the company threw, but just not okay at his own birthday party? See what I'm saying? Like, it was only his own birthday party that gave him anxiety? Or was it birthday parties in general? I don't know. Anyway, so the message didn't get passed along. He shows up to work, goes to the lunch break. Everybody's wishing him happy birthday. There's big signs. There's all sorts of stuff. He starts to have a meltdown, grabs his lunch, goes out and sits in his car and eats his lunch, kind of calms himself down, comes back into work. But the next day then, his boss calls him into the office to ask him about it. And there's two sides to this story during this conversation. But basically, not very long into the conversation, it turns into he's having another anxiety attack discussing it. Now, he claims that his boss told him to stop being a girl and get over himself. The boss claims that he just immediately, at the mention of the word birthday party, started having an attack, turned red, closed his eyes, and clenched his fists. You know, well, I think to him that was a way to calm himself down. To them, they felt threatened. They took his security pass and his keys and had him escorted out and fired him because they claimed they felt threatened. So fast forward to today, or...
So do you think they were just setting him up, or do you think...
I have no idea, but... So, the jury, or the... They found, in his favor, $450,000. And this is what he's going to be awarded for damages and lost wages. And the company is claiming this, how wrong this is, because is now you're setting a precedent that you cannot... claim that you feel unsafe by an employee's actions unless there's an actual act of physical violence. That's what their claim is they acted correctly and within their rights because they felt threatened, even though he didn't physically try to harm them or even, didn't harm anybody or try. That's their defense.
What I said the world. First of all, I said he was a candy ass for being mad at a party, maybe. And then,
his friends
were upset because he was clenching his fist. That's the world we're in. You know what I mean?
So both of them essentially in your book would be kind of like a little touchy, a little wimpy about it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's why the world has collapsed. That's why America is failing. That's why we're going down the road we're going down. Dare I keep saying it?
Yeah, I mean...
You know?
I mean, and I struggled when we talked about this a little bit because I can see where there is some emotional problems that people suffer from that make them unable to deal with certain things. And, But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think getting awarded $450,000, I mean, I guess you can't put any price tag on anybody's
suffering. Well, first question, I would think it's okay. Did they set him up like that just to fire him?
I have no idea. That opens up a whole nother can of worms. But for them to say that, you know, now they feel wronged because somebody has to, I mean, I've had some confrontations, but I've never, had to really beat somebody down, but none of those confrontations I ever was in did I feel threatened. Would I have felt threatened if the person was clenching their fists and had their eyes closed? Because number one, I thought, well, you're giving me an equal a pretty good chance to just go ahead and pop you in the nose right now with your eyes closed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm glad you said that. Yeah.
Right. And number two, if they have their eyes closed, how are they going to swing and hit me? You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sure.
Yes. And, you know, and I hate to bring this up because I think we touched on it before, but it's like this Chris Rock thing, right? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to skirt. Well, I'm not even going to say it the way I was going to say it. I'm going to repackage it, okay? Most of the grown men I've been around, because what's Chris Rock, 45 years old?
Oh, at least.
Okay. Almost everybody in my space is 45 years old. When a dude walks up to them like that, I mean, approaches them with speed, with purpose, from 40 feet or whatever, they're getting set, right? Whether you're retreating, whether you're, you know what I mean? You ain't going to stand there and let some dude just smack you upside the head.
Well, but there's the other thing is Chris Rock suffers from something that he does not recognize that sort of aggression as being dangerous.
That's because he's pampered. Had he grew up in an environment or worked in an environment the last 10 or 15 or 20 years where you get smacked upside the head, that only happens. You know, I bet you right now, if the next dude, you put him in the same circumstance next year and it, not even take Will Smith out of it, but somebody else, you know what I mean? Who's the kindest, sweetest, gentlest person? And you, I'm telling you what, next year when he stand up at a podium and Taylor Swift approaches him like that, he'll get out of the way. Of course, he might already be, you know what I mean? Maybe if it was the girl approaching him like that, maybe he would have been flinchy already. I seen old Cuba Jr. went down this week, didn't he?
Well, no, I don't know what he did.
Well, they found him guilty of a whole bunch of sexual assault stuff.
Oh, did they? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But back to this guy in the office. Now, and I'm not going to throw shade at people that work in this kind of office environment, but this was like a office that called Gravity Diagnostics. So they were reporting on, I can't bring the article up right now, but they were, it was almost like a medical facility. Okay. Like medical, I don't want to say billing, but they reported, they ran diagnostics on blood or something like that. And then reported, listen, let's be honest. There's not a lot of MMA guys. A lot of former, like Chris Hahn's not getting a job at this place. There's, you know, guys out of the NFL aren't getting a job at Gravity Diagnostics. How scary could a guy sitting behind a computer looking at test tubes all day really be? I mean, I'm just saying.
Apparently scary enough, right?
I don't know. Maybe the guy running the company is not, you know. But yeah, I think it's I think it's a lot of money to get awarded. I mean, I think both of them are, it's a little bit wrong on both parts. Although, I mean, he shouldn't have lost his job because, I mean, he asked them not to throw the party. Now, whether he didn't want to throw the party because he just, you know, was a jerk and didn't like birthdays or something, it doesn't matter. If you don't want it, then I guess, you know, you should probably.
Yeah, hey, it's my party. I'll cry if I want to.
Right. Right. You know? Was that Leslie Gore?
Is that who she sung at?
I don't know. I think it was Leslie Gore. Patsy. It wasn't Patsy Cline. It was somebody from that.
I wouldn't think. I mean, should I look it up?
I'll look it up. I don't know.
Are you going to look it up good?
I'm looking it up, yeah. Well,
but I'm constantly judging people, right? You're right. Leslie Gore. How'd you know that off the top of your head?
Because I just know a lot of stuff.
It's a shame you couldn't harness that for good, for positive.
Sorry.
It's like, this is, you know, but I'm usually judging people, right? Every person I look at, even simply taking my money at the grocery store, or there's a Dollar General that I stop by between here and where I work most of the time, and I stop and buy Pepsis or whatever I want to buy there. And I've almost judged every single person that works in there, whether I'm wrong about them being, you know, down on their luck, chain smokers, and not only chain smoker, but 3-time divorcee or trailer park evicted person. I mean, I cast judgment. Same way with dudes. You know, I'm walking through the store and I see a dude or at the gas pumps or whatever. I size every single person up, right? And it says, hey, that guy's tough. That guy's not tough. That guy, you know what I mean, might steal from me. That guy, you
but
know
that's part. Isn't that part of your being a career law enforcement person?
No, because I did that when I was a kid too. You didn't do that when you was a kid?
No, I didn't. We live far out in the middle of nowhere.
But you went to town every once in a while, but even didn't you sized up everybody you went to high school with, right?
No, I didn't size up anybody.
You
didn't
size up everybody you were in high school with and all the teachers and...
No, I didn't worry about that stuff.
So, which leads me to where I was going to tell you, which I was telling you earlier. I started to tell you, I said, Ron, I'm going to tell you, you know, I've had a phone dilemma the last couple weeks, right?
Yes. Phone, yep.
I've had a phone dilemma. So I hate to bring up my dead brother, but like I said, the funeral home guy says it's going to take a year, so get used to it. So I had my dead brother's iPhone and iPad here in my office. And my son's birthday was about 3 weeks after he passed, something like that. And he wanted a new phone because he had an old iPhone 6. And my deceased brother had the Mac Daddy X Plus. It had a real nice phone, right? X Max Plus. I don't know what he had, but it was, you know, it was nice. So I told my wife, I said, you know what? I ain't going to buy my 11-year-old $1,000 phone. 13-year-old, however old he is. I'll just wipe Jamie's out. That's my dead brother. We'll put a new cover on and I'll give it to him. Right? That sound terrible to me?
No.
That sounds terrible to me. So
No, it doesn't sound terrible.
So
it sounds terrible if you just left it the way it was and let all those girls that were still pining for your brother to be contacting your son. Tell you something.
Yes. So it's funny you mention that. I just had to reply to one yesterday.
So, still.
She had two things. She told me my little brother said that he would save for her.
And oh, they're still looking for stuff. Oh, boy.
She'd been working out of town. I said, I'm sure my brother kept it for you. She said, well, he hadn't answered the last two times I texted. So I come down to my, anyway, what I did was I backed the phone up because I got his Apple ID and stuff. I backed it up. Wiped it out, repackaged up, give it to my kid, okay, who was happy as hell, right? Face ID and all this fun stuff. Well, lo and behold, long-lost girlfriend is calling me, texting me, who happens to be the beneficiary of his insurance and retirement, too, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So she says, oh, by the way, I asked you at your funeral if I could have his phone, and you told me I could.
Okay.
The first thing I had to do is get up. And it's like a month ago. First thing I had to do is get up, run up to drive up to into my driveway where the blue trash can is, and go through it and go through my trash bags one by one and take the gay looking purple phone case that my brother had on his phone, dead brother had on his phone, because she apparently gave him that too. That's why I ended up with a queer looking phone case. So, did get out of the trash and at least have it sitting here in case I have to tell, you know what I mean? So a month goes by and I don't hear from her. And then all of a sudden she texts me and says, I'm going to be in town on Saturday. Is there any way I can reach it, get that phone.
And you should have said, sorry, I already gave it to my son.
And what she said was, I gave it to him in the first place, which I don't know if she did or she didn't.
Why would you give somebody that wasn't your kid?
This is what I think she was doing. She is one of these people. She's super educated and super smart, which means she makes poor decisions. And she's one of these people that pay that extra $5 a month, and every time a new phone gets out, she instead of trading in her last one, you know, she's got like a 13. She had this 10X or whatever, and then when the 12 come out or whatever, she swapped it and gave my brother this thing, is what she led me to believe, right? Because he was too cheap to buy a new phone.
I gotcha.
He would use a flip phone. Apparently, he was using a flip phone when she gave him the thing. So, whatever. So, all week, I was racked on, my God, how am I going to do this? Am I going to, because I don't want to go down to AT&T and add a line. They'll give me a new phone. You know how that racket is, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a scam. So I'm on Craigslist trying to buy a phone. I'm on Facebook Marketplace looking for the exact phone. so this case that I bought my kid, this $50 OtterBox case will fit on there. And I'm walking through Sam's Club on Thursday. And you know when you walk into Sam's, you go to Costco, but I'm sure they got the same thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a DirecTV DirecTV AT&T booth sitting there where they say, hey, can I, what phone service do you have? Whatever you have, right? So.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a light, looks like a new trainer. He wasn't really young, but, you know, like the guy in his mid to late 20s being trained by this assertive, in charge, 28-year-old female, right?
Okay.
And I'm sizing this up because I told you I'm a sizer. So as I'm walking through there, I can just tell she's giving this dude the pitch. This is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to close it. This is our, you know, and she sees me and I had just left my part-time job where I'm wearing a suit, right? So I'm wearing a black suit, purple shirt with a fancy tie on. And I look like I got money, or at least credit. And she said, sir, can I ask you what phone service you have? And I said, AT&T. So then I thought, this is divine intervention. She is meant to pop into my life to give me this phone to get my... So this is what I thought. Well, I'll just get my kid a phone. I'll give him piss on it. I'll get my kid a phone, take that one back, and give it back to this gal. So she says, what phone do you have? And I said, eight. And she goes, let me check, see if you're eligible for an upgrade. And I said, I am. She goes, how do you know? And I said, I checked. I'm up. All my lines are checked. Your phone's paid off? I said, yes, my phone's paid off. I said, but I don't need a phone. I need a phone for my kid. Okay, what's he got? I said, iPhone X, Max, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So she's almost got me hooked as we're going through this. Are you sure it's paid off? And I said, I guarantee it's paid off, lady. I know what I'm talking about. Because she's going through the AT&T checklist to ask the customers, because I guess most customers don't know what they're talking about, right? And she's got this punk looking over her shoulder learning the tricks of the trade of this woman. So then she says, she's going through the spiel, and she said, and all she got to do, she said, you'll get your phone. And I said, if I get the new phone, my kid's phone's going to quit in the middle of school, and I won't know what time to pick them up from practice or whatever. And she said, no, they'll send it in the mail. It won't kill his old phone until he turns on the new phone. And I said, okay, what's the delivery time on it? And I said, we're in the middle of this delivery. And she said, and all you got to do is box up his phone. And I said, oh, I can't give you that phone. She goes, well, you told me it was paid for. And I said, I did, but it's a family heirloom. And she goes, a phone is a family heirloom. And the way she said it.
Kind of grated you the wrong way.
Well, it didn't really grate me the wrong way. It made me realize how stupid this is because, yes and no. And I said, you know, that's okay. Don't worry about it. I don't really need the phone. And she goes, no, explain to me. This is going to save you X amount of $300 or whatever the trade-in value of the phone was. I think $300. And I said, it's not about the money. It's about the phone. And she said, well, you're getting a new phone. I said, no, I need the old one. And she goes, well, I guess if you really wanted it, but who wants an old phone? And I looked her right in the eyes and I said, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but you don't have the bandwidth to understand the story about the phone. And when I said bandwidth, she looked like Chris Rock at the end of Will Smith's hand. Like she couldn't even process it. And I turned around and I said, I knew it. I knew it. You just don't understand, lady. You just don't understand. Tragedy hasn't struck your space yet.
So how did it work out?
So I packaged this phone up. I tell my kid, I said, hey, dude, this is the deal. You're going to have to take your old phone back. And he got kind of snotty with me because he's a punk. And I said, hey, you know what? I didn't even have a cell phone until I was 22 years old. So you can have your old six back because I got to give that back. Why does she want an old phone? I said, well, why do you want an old phone? Well, because it's nicer than the phone, you know what I mean? So that went on and on and on and on. So I ended up rebuilding his phone, his 6S Plus, and you know, rebuilding my dead brother's phone exactly like it was, and meeting the ex-girlfriend up here at the Lions Club at a baby shower yesterday, where she says, "Are you mad at me?" And I said, "No, why would I be mad at you?" "Well, because I'm the beneficiary." And I said, "No, why do I care?" But I was holding my tongue a little bit, you know, because I did care to a little bit. She goes, "Well, do I owe you something for the phone?" I said, "No, it's only a phone. Don't worry about it. Who cares? It ain't worth nothing to me." And I also, she wanted her air nails. There was an air nailer. My brother had worked on some trim for her, not that kind of trim, the trim that takes air nails. And he had one of those little, it comes with a little pancake compressor and a two nail guns. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. So.
So
all, but that was apparently hers, and my brother borrowed it to use on his trim. So then she wanted that. That's what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I was telling my other brother this the whole time. He's like, "Tell her to buy her own freaking nails with the goddamn retirement and the death benefit she just got. Tell her to buy her own phone."
You know, I'm certain. I like your other brother better and better all the time.
Well, I mean, we were just, the sad part is we were just going to buy some, if we could have got the exact same 10X Plus or 10X Max, whatever, off of Craigslist, we were going to buy it and we could put it in that thing and build it up as a phone and she wouldn't have never known it wasn't his real phone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. But how do you know she wouldn't have known? Maybe
who
there was
knows? I know that we're having a big party for him this weekend, and she said she can't make it. She's got a scheduling conflict.
Okay. You know what? I'm putting my foot down right now.
But she didn't tell me that until she got the phone.
Yeah, exactly. She's got his retirement, his death, and his phone, and an air nailer, and now she can't. Now she's not interested in coming to the party to celebrate his life. Okay. Don't give her anything else. Next time she asks for something, patch it through to me. I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, that's right. Because, what do you think of all of that?
Well, that's why I never bothered sizing anybody up.
Were you let down?
No, I just never sized anybody up because I walked into place and I figured they better be sizing me up. I don't need to size them up.
Well, I tell you, I don't know. I don't even know where I was going with that. Where were we going with that?
I don't know, but I think we got there.
I don't know. Yeah, we're going to try to get it, huh?
I think we got there. That's what I think.
We're going to try to get one of the mini fans on here in the next week or two. And maybe somebody from overseas, I don't know. Maybe somebody from England, I don't know. We're going to reach out to them, tell them, hey, they want to come on, they can come on, right?
Yeah, and I'd like to talk to somebody who knows about butchering meat. How about that?
Yeah, well, you got some meat butchers?
Well, I think, I don't know, maybe we do. Maybe if we got a listener who knows about how to butcher meat, they probably got some good stories about that.
I got some cousins about to put a 200-pound hog on the spit this weekend for my dead brother's celebration. They're going to do whole hogs, so maybe I'll have some pictures and you can post them on whatever you post. Right. I don't know how all that works. You're the producer.
I'm the producer now. By the way, I talked to the super producer and you know, he's doing pretty good. So
He's not back to work, but he's
making it though. He's getting better. He was doing some behind the scenes stuff this weekend because we might have some changes coming to the podcast here in a little bit. So he was working on some stuff.
Well, don't just change it, improve it. Okay, just change does not equal improvement.
Well, it's change for the sake of helping us improve. You know, well,
there you go.
We're probably going to head to having some commercials on our podcast. Much to the chagrin of maybe some of our listeners, but you know, we could use the income to help produce the show.
Right. Well, hey, you know.
but that's neither here nor there. So, mm-hmm. but, yeah. So, hey, I tell you, like I said, if that lady calls and wants something else, patch her through to me. I'll be glad to talk to her.
Well, I will. I just, just the way it goes.
Just say no. That's all you get.
That's all I got to say, huh? Okay. I'll remember that.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.